how exciting I think perhaps one of the major events happening here in my little area around Vauxhall. I'm outside St. Peter's residence, and you may be seeing some TV pictures or hearing on the radio. The Pope is currently in South London. He's not alone. There's, I would say, I can't quite estimate numbers-wise the crowd. This is quite a private event rather than the main events around Hyde Park. But what I think is really encouraging to see is there is a very, very healthy turnout of people protesting, really. It's why the Pope's here. So I've got a couple of guys here. So your names, please.
My name is Kurt Striegler. I'm from Vauxhall.
And my name is Guy Irwin. I'm also from Vauxhall.
And so, Kurt, what is the main message? Why are you here with your banners? What message have you got, please, for the Pope and for the Catholic faith?
Well, my message to the Pope is very simple. It's basically go home and stay out of my neighbourhood, because I strongly object to various things. First of all, that this is classed as a state visit, that the British taxpayer pays for the state visit, protecting somebody that knowingly protects criminals like paedophile priests. I also strongly object to the view that the Catholic Church has on homosexuality, on abortion, on women's rights, on stem cell research and other topics. So I feel it is very important that if this man, who stands for everything that I don't believe in, comes to my neighbourhood, I have to speak up, and that's why I'm on the street of Vauxhall here today.
Okay, and Guy, I think what really is worth mentioning here is the whole cultural landscape of Vauxhall. It is known as a big gay neighbourhood.
A gay neighbourhood, yeah.
And is that what brings you out here today? Have you got any issues?
Yes, it was. I went to a Catholic school, and I actually had bad experiences with Catholic priests at Westminster Cathedral. I went to the school immediately next door to it in the 60s and 70s. I just really object to the fact that this Pope does nothing to redress the very terrible wrongs that were done to people, of which I was one, at Westminster Cathedral. It was covered over by the then cardinal at the time, in front of my parents, and it was just a disgrace. And this Pope is in the full knowledge of all those kinds of crimes that have taken place against children, including me.
And do you think that there's been any kind of dialogue with the local community about the Pope coming into our neighbourhood? There's not, from my point of view, there's been no kind of discussion. It is the Pope's going to come to Vauxhall, like it or not, you're paying for it. Do you feel that you've been consulted or any dialogue?
I'm just outraged that he's in Vauxhall, of all places in London, that they bring this bigot to a neighbourhood like Vauxhall, which is so diverse, and it's just a disgrace. And no, we weren't consulted at all.
Okay, and so really the message that you're putting across, some of the banners about go away, and really the Pope's not welcome here, do you think that you're being well received by other people in Vauxhall?
Well, I think we have been extremely well received. We got a lot of support. We started here with 5 or 6 people, and now roughly 1 hour later we are more than 20, so people saw our placards, saw what we were demonstrating against, and they sort of joined us on the spur of the moment, which is a wonderful thing to see, and it shows that there is strong opposition to this visit by this Pope today in Vauxhall.
Okay, well, we're not quite sure when the Pope's going to come out again. I'm sure you'll have a message for him when he does. He's been in there about half an hour or so, so we're kind of waiting for his next move. But that's very, very decent to catch up with your view, so thank you, Kurt.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Guy.
You're welcome.
Thank you, bye-bye.